This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, July 25th. God's word to you today is matchless. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 5, verses 3 to 4, and it says, "So they took Dagon and put him in his place again. But the next morning, the same thing happened. Dagon had fallen face down before the ark of the Lord again. This time his head and hands had broken off and were lying in the doorway. Only the trunk of his body was left." No god can stand against the God of creation. None of the gods of Egypt, and definitely not Dagon. The Philistines made a huge error. They thought Dagon mighty, and it probably was to them. But Dagon could not handle the presence of God. When they took the ark to the temple of Dagon, Dagon came face to face with Jehovah and bowed down, saying, "What is wrong with these human beings? Do they not know Jehovah when they see him? If they do not respect you, I respect you. Do not be angry. I am loyal." When they came back again the next day, they saw Dagon on his face. They still did not have common sense. They raised Dagon up. How can God take a position and you stubbornly insist on another because you think that it is your life? You are heading for trouble because you cannot afford not to be on God's friend list. When they saw Dagon lying there on the floor, they brought Dagon up. They were hailing, "Dagon, this is the God of Israel. But you are the Philistine God, so stand." At this point, Dagon must have been screaming because the Philistines just terminated his existence. By the time they returned the following day, Dagon's hands had been cut off and his head disconnected from its body. Dagon was back on the floor, but this time by the door. Guess what? Dagon's trunk was bowed before Jehovah. When they saw this, they immediately went to the elders, and God began to strike them with tumors. Instead of sending the ark back to God's people, they sent it to Gath. But the elders of Gath protested. Before they could say anything, tumors burst out in the land. They did not learn. They took the ark to yet another city. Those people began to shout, "Do not bring it here." But it was too late. People began to die. The ones that did not die were afflicted with tumors. They went to consult with the priests, and the priests said they had brought this trouble on themselves. The priests advised them to send the ark back, but with trespass offerings of gold. They put the ark on a cart, yoked to cattle, and the cattle went straight to Israel, not turning to the left or to the right. The ark was delivered to where it belonged. Everyone that thinks they can touch or manipulate your glory, God will afflict them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Until your glory is returned to you, their affliction will know no end in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Who can stand against the Lord? No one can. No one will. Who can stand against the King? No one can. No one will. Oh, oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Oh, oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.